Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am. Can I, how long is the survey?
The survey takes about 8 to 10 minutes to complete, but I will go through the survey as quick as I can. Can you please help us out?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your help. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like a state legislator. Will you definitely vote in these Democratic primaries? Probably vote,
yes.
Or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Oh, definitely vote.
Definitely, okay. And next, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. Here's, if you don't recognize one of them, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one.
Okay.
Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Colin Aldred. How would you rate him?
Somewhat favorable, from what all I know.
Okay. Victoria Nevai Criado?
Unknown.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Oh, you don't recognize the name? Okay, no problem. The next one,
right,
Nathan
right.
Johnson. How would you rate Nathan Johnson?
That name sounds familiar, but I don't know. So, yeah, I'm not familiar.
Okay. The next one, Ron Kirk.
Ron Kirk?
Yes. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Roland Gutierrez.
Unknown. I'm not familiar.
Don't recognize? Okay. Clay Jenkins? Do you recognize the name? Clay Jenkins?
I do not.
Okay. The next one, Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Ginsburg. I know the name, but it's like I'm having trouble recalling, so I'm going to say unknown.
But based on what you have seen or heard about Elizabeth Ginsburg, maybe very favorable, somewhat favorable, or no opinion?
Let's say no opinion. Yeah, because okay. I can't recall how, in which way I know the name.
Correct. And the last one, Jasmine Simon.
Unknown. I'm not familiar.
Yeah. And how would you rate Planned Parenthood? The organization. Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very, very favorable.
Okay, thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I'll say Ginsburg, just because I'm a little bit familiar with the name.
Yeah, I just imagine the elections were held today. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? I have abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom, guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights, or the last two, education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, or the last one, voting rights, restriction on voting, election denial, and threat to democracy. Which is the most important for you?
Abortion.
And what is the next most important issue? Guns, local control,
guns.
Education, or voting rights? Guns, okay.
Guns.
And in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message? The first one or the second one?
The second.
Okay. And next, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, in this case, Jasmine Simon, lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion, okay? And we're almost done with the survey. We have 50% up. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay.
The first one, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
I mean, I guess no opinion, only because there's not like a maybe or maybe not.
After hearing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If it does not impact your decision, just tell me. The next one, Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. After hearing that, definitely vote for her, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Probably.
The next one, Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that put doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. After hearing
and
that,
what
definitely...
Can you repeat the first part of that statement?
Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. After hearing that, definitely vote for Jasmine Simon, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
I mean, yeah. So I would say definitely based on that opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next one, Jasmine is running because she believes Texan politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
I would say probably.
Probably. And the next one, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Definitely.
Okay. The next one. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. After hearing that, definitely vote for, probably, or does not impact your opinion.
Probably.
Okay. Just a few more. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. After hearing that, definitely, probably, or does not impact?
It does not impact.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or does not impact.
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Definitely. Okay, the next one, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
Definitely.
Okay, Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligations to public education. After hearing that?
Definitely.
Definitely. And the last three. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely.
Definitely. Probably, okay. And the last two, Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. After hearing that, does not impact your opinion?
Does not, yeah.
Okay. And the last one, Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Probably, yeah.
Probably both for, thank you. And now this is basically the last part of the survey. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist, Lee's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I guess, well, the one you've given me the most information on.
Okay.
the first.
Jasmine Simon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidate. So please rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. Just five more and we're done, okay? The
okay.
First one. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texan Republican establishment. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter to you?
I would say, what was the second option? Probably.
Probably vote against.
I mean, yeah.
After hearing that.
Maybe, yeah.
The next one, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributes money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter?
Definitely.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or does not matter to you?
And you said the statement said she voted Republican primary?
She's the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Liz Ginsburg.
Okay, I'll say probably.
Probably, okay. And the last two. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago showed she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably vote against, or does not matter to you?
Probably.
And
yeah.
The last one.
Fair enough.
Liz Ginsburg, losing records shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. After hearing that?
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Definitely vote against. And after hearing this information, again, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you had to choose today, if the elections were held today?
Jasmine Simon.
Okay. And lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Abortion rights.
Okay. Just let me record that. Thank you. And the last two questions for classification purposes, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39? 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background, African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian, Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian or something else?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.